Okay, this is the post right here on Pion Media. And I'm here with the squad, gang in the building. Y'all already know who it is. It's one half of the Fat Boys Podcast.
What's going on? It's your boy Zebra.
We got Zebra in the building. We also got the queen of everything.
Shannon.
Okay. Shannon, you got your jacket, huh?
Putting you on.
Okay. Squad. Yeah. Y'all know who it is, man. It's the boy, Mr. Watch It What? Watch Your Tone. And man. Happy holidays. Happy holiday. You know what I'm saying? To everybody, man. That's why we got the red light. We have to set the mood right, man. Get the ambiance going. You
got the green sweater. You got the green sweater.
You see that?
The green
sweater. You know what I'm saying?
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Yeah, man. We got the green sweater. This is from our last pop-up at Mojo's MKE. Shout out to them, man, for allowing us to, you know what I'm saying, host our second pop-up there, y'all. That was dope, man. It was definitely a good, for real. It was definitely a good time, man. We vibe, huh?
Yeah, it was partying, man. We was, DJ Red was on there.
DJ Red went crazy.
My co-host, you feel
me? Yeah. Hey, shout out to the squad that can't make it today, man. DJ Red, the girl Shawnee, as well as Mr. Uncle B.
Yeah. He loves that name.
Shout out to Uncle B, man, and everybody. But the birthday.
There's a lot of dancing going on there.
There was a lot of dancing.
A lot of, more than like the first time we was at the pop-up.
Yeah, I mean,
that was more like game day.
Yeah, because the Packers played that day. Yeah, so this is the second pop-up, man. We had a little battle. I had a little crit walk contest against my boy, man.
Cliff, you lost. But then you got him back when we started doing the other dances and he didn't know none of them.
He said
your one dance.
Cliff knew one dance. I mean, Cliff knew one dance, bro. He knew one dance, man.
He practiced that all the time in the mirror. Just that one dance.
What was it?
He crit walked.
He didn't know nothing. He didn't know the Tootsie Slide.
That's a good dance to know, I guess.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, though. I killed it at 7:20 later that night, Cliff. So just so you know, I won at the end of the night.
Almost got us thrown the hell out.
How? What happened?
Because of the fucking balloons.
What happened with balloons?
You popped the balloons, fool.
At the club?
Yeah, you popped the balloon. I almost got thrown out. I got into it with a waitress.
Here in the morning.
The waitress and the bouncer, they were about to toss me, swear to God.
I do not recall.
He was like, die right on the beat. She was, why would you guys fucking do this?
Right.
Then we end up talking afterwards, and she was like, well, you know, a lot of things going on.
Oh, so you got her number?
No, I got her Instagram.
Oh.
She was like, you gonna talk about me on the podcast.
Hashtag follow my life.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that?
I do not remember.
Oh, because I took the rap for him. Yeah. I'm not about to be like, oh, it was him. I'm with him.
Yeah,
so I was like, look, man, you know, it's his birthday. We was doing some shit. Like,
I ain't gonna lie to y'all though. I don't like VIP. It's not there.
Not in that sense, because you gotta share.
You're right. But
the other one probably
was just the other one stuck probably up there. Like, I want to be out there.
Because when people get in VIP, they just like to stay in that little area. They want to sit down. They want to look cool. You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to dance. For me, I'm like, nah, G. I got to get up and move. I got to, you know what I'm saying, get the shoulders going.
As he was.
It was packed there. If you want to, it's like a rave type vibe there, which I don't know if that's the best way to
Describe it.
Yeah. But I think so. When it's super packed and you shoulder to shoulder.
And that's why
I mean, it wasn't just people like,
like the youngsters in the building, the youngsters.
Even with the VIP, it was still,
Like, how was this VIP?
You know, they didn't have no cognac. They had the cognac for the birthday people. But other than that, it was pretty cool.
Thanks
for getting me out the house.
It was a good time, man. And, you know, all the birthdays this month. Shout out to my sister. Happy birthday to her. Her birthday passed. My grandma. My lady. Hey, she 30-30. Her golden birthday this year.
I told her,
holy. Yeah,
she 30-30.
I ain't mean to tell your age, babe, but, yeah.
Man, we all gonna get there. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that she made it
30 years young. That's how you say it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's definitely a blessing, man. Shout out to all the birthdays. Her father's birthday as well, man. And, I mean, it was a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
He's not going to say my mom's birthday?
Oh,
he didn't even know. No, I'm just saying.
Happy birthday.
That's me.
Happy birthday.
My mom's birthday, you know, December
8th.
Happy
birthday,
cousin.
Love you,
mom.
My Zebra.
She be doing that, dude.
She has the same birthday. It's a lot of December birthdays. My cousin Ryan's birthday.
Okay. And besides that, man, we sold a lot of merch, man. We did sell a lot of merch at the pop up.
Damn, I should have had it on.
Hey, he got his new hoodie too, man. Zebra got his merch. We got the Tryon jackets going crazy right
now. You see
me?
That's
exclusive.
Y'all see me? We got some on the back. We'll show you guys.
That ain't for sale yet, right?
Not yet, man. We
I don't know. I think we should not be for sale. I don't know.
You think we should?
I think we should just... Well, we can do it. You can do another version of it.
Huh? The homie Ant want one.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think it should be something exclusive.
Okay, all right. Well, we gonna see. I'm gonna have my people call y'all people.
Yeah.
But also, if you listening, put you on Notice Podcast or Pion Media, the post. Make sure you check it out also on our YouTube page. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Come on now. We trying to grow. All right. So we need y'all to help us, help you, help each other. You feel me?
You dig what he said. Look at that.
Straight up. Right. But now on today's episode, though, y'all, we're going to really talk about a few things that has happened this year that has stood out as far as, you know, within the world, within pop culture, as well as, you know what I'm saying, within ourselves, within our life, man. We're going to talk about some of the things that we have experienced or things that we went through this year or something that we just really cherish and value from the 2021, the year of 2021. Oh, yeah, man. And I guess, you know what I'm saying, for me, because we can kick this right off, because I'm gonna first start off with saying, you know, I had some amazing interviews this year, man. And two of my favorite interviews, or, man, three. I'm gonna give y'all three of my favorite interviews first. We're going to talk about things that stood out to us, for us in our personal life first. And things that stood out for me as far as Pion Media, as far as everything that I'm doing, I'm going to say my interview with Bailey Coleman was amazing. My interview with Bales, man. Shout out to Bailey. Always V100.7 for, you know what I'm saying, just giving us the opportunity to be here and take advantage of this space. And, you know, just also helping me believe in myself and everything that I'm doing. So shout out to her. That interview was amazing. Oh, Ed, you just brought up a valid point, though. You could create the personality or the person you want to be, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know. And can I share?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, just know. Right. I ain't gonna cut it, but I'm just saying it's a
Well, you could say up to this point, you know, people rename themselves when they get in radio.
Yeah, okay.
And then so that's what I did. I renamed myself.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So yeah. And why Bailey Coleman? You know what I'm saying? Another favorite interview of mine was, you know what I'm saying, with the girl Ebony P. You know what I'm saying? Ebony P. Jones, man, she's been going crazy, doing a lot of amazing things, you know, for her family, for herself, within the community. So, y'all got to check this interview.
So, things started progressing. I did not start walking, y'all, until I was 11.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I'm 38 now. So, I ain't been walking that long.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but, you know, the beautiful thing about your story that, you know, I love the most is that you don't see your situation as being disabled.
I'm not.
You are very able.
You better.
Okay. You are okay. But yeah, those are two of my favorite interviews. My third one, I would say my third interview that I really enjoyed this year. Who would have been my third guest that I enjoyed the most? I will probably say... my third interview. You know what? I'm away.
You're not gonna say the Fat Boys podcast. I don't even know. You thought it was with you? Yeah, I thought it could have been with us. I think it should be. I'm just saying.
I wasn't trying to get him that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying,
my God. I gotta put my leg up.
Hey, no, real talk though, that would have definitely been my third favorite interview this year, because it wasn't just an interview one. You know what I'm saying? It was an opportunity for, you know what I'm saying, some brothers to get together and, you know what I'm saying, make our goals align. Because
what is something bigger than just the interview type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because it ended up, you know what I'm saying, building what we now have is what to eat, MKE.
In the
you know what I'm saying?
All of that.
Yeah. Hey, Bad Boys in the building.
Come on,
freshman year high school. So put him on notice.
I think we about to put him on notice.
Man, how you from the mill and you ain't never been to the public market, bro?
You been living here your whole life?
Yeah, bro. Never had a desire to go, bro.
Oh,
never,
my never. God.
G, have you ever had a macaroon?
That's those, right?
Yeah.
Is it
fire.
Is it nuts in them? Okay.
Barney, put us on notice. What is
coming
from again?
C. Adams Bakery.
Okay.
In Milwaukee.
Okay.
Definitely fantastic bakery. don't have my ass down. Came out.
But yeah, man, so that was my third favorite interview with the Fat Boys podcast, man. And yeah, huge shout out to them, man, and all the amazing things that they doing. And y'all gotta stay tuned in, because What to Eat MKE is going down next season, man. Next year, hey, what Z?
Oh, I was thinking about food.
That's all.
I was thinking about food.
What were some of your favorite highlights of 2021 within yourself and within your business and brand?
Favorite highlights of 2021 for myself is I just kept pushing. I was able to work on getting office space, and then I also have conference room space and employ Milwaukee on 27th and North. So, you know, just motivated, doing big things and just moving on up, hiring contractors. I had my first interview, second interview yesterday.
Hey.
Just getting in the mode of things. One thing that really, really stuck out for me this year is I guess what I was going through. You know, you always talk about the good stuff and the good stuff, but this, I was going through some stuff.
Right.
So I was going through it, the dark holes, going through this and going through that, and just making sure that I get up. So I got a success circle, you know, the therapist, I got my coach, and, you know, things to keep people to make me stay up, because right now it's a heavy, heavy weight on us. So yeah. I'm just working on staying up. Yeah. I'm glad I'm up.
People to help keep you grounded, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got our circle, for real, where, you know, we trying to empower and motivate each other.
Definitely.
Definitely giving each other tips and tools along our journey that, you know what I'm saying, that could help us out. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate you for being a part of the team as well. You are a queen. Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna clap for
hands,
folks. But no, I do wish you the best of luck with your new business, your new office space. If you need some interior decorating, I know a designer. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about you.
Is it?
Oh, period. Okay. Awesome. I know an interior decorator. I thought that was you.
No, okay.
We can hook her up.
I could do that.
So make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, support Shannon King as well as, you know what I'm saying, Peace of Heart. She's doing some amazing things for our youth here in the community. And I know we got a new project we hope to tackle going into the new year as well. So y'all gotta stay tuned in. Shannon and myself as well as Miss Angel. You know what I'm saying? We gonna go crazy. Yeah, we
gonna
go crazy.
Y'all gonna hear about it.
We gonna go crazy. Yeah, but Z, what's up, man?
I ain't gonna whisper it to me or nothing.
We'll put you on notice later, man.
For one, just check out my swag right now. Look how I'm looking.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm confident as shit right now. For one, I got the, you know, the sticker, Fat Boys Pop. Anyway, it's funny. The things that, you know, stood out to me, for me personally, is not even about me. Like, I know the pop-up that you did, the first one.
Right.
That stood out to me because it was like all that hard work. For one, you was taking a leap of faith, right? And on top of that, you stayed up all night. I know it's supposed to be about me, but it's, right. I feel like people that surround me, when they doing good, it brings my energy up and it takes me to another level.
Yeah.
Right? And then the second one for me is D-Red, like far as his DJing. Like, he's got 10 times better. He's got more gigs. He's starting to become...
worldwide.
Literally, far as DJing wise. Yeah. And that motivates me, bro. That's, I mean, I've been knowing him since I was a teenager.
Right.
Now it's finally coming together for him. So... for me, it's just the people around me, you know, finally finding success, finally taking a leap of faith, and finally, like, I don't know, getting the recognition for their hard work over years.
Uh-huh.
Me personally, I'm just trying to stay, you know, continuing to grow, continue to be better, read more books, and figure out ways for me to be the best man that I could be, you know? I mean, that's simple. That's all I've been working on all year.
Yeah, that's
doing
love,
that and
bro.
Just being consistent.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I read the most books I've ever read this year. Like,
that's I'm going on
seven books now.
Yeah,
I'm trying to read
over
20 next year.
Dang,
I have to. Yeah. Like, knowledge is power.
It is, bro.
So
definitely.
It helped as well. So.
I downloaded that audiobook app. Man, that does numbers.
Yeah, for sure.
Instead of listening to music, just
you get one book a month.
Yeah, I mean, that's 12 books in a year. So if you should be able to, and that's where I'm trying to get better at, is like, to finish a book a month and then start the next one.
Yeah.
Sometimes I start on.
That's where I'm at.
Halfway through.
Yeah. I'm going on 7 months strong. So yeah, definitely been using Audible a lot, man. And also, I didn't even mention you. Huge shout out to my boy, Orlandis, man. Hilda, how you like them apples? I hope I said that name right, but How You Like Them Apples is his brand. And so each pop-up, I do want y'all to know, each pop-up, we do a collab design. This would have been the first one that I have done, and it's with my boy and his brand out of Illinois. So yeah, man, huge shout out to him for, you know what I'm saying, joining us for that last pop-up. And it was dope to see him, you know what I'm saying, get that recognition and notoriety as far as what he's doing with his career and everything as well. So man, huge shout out to him, man, for real.
He's a terrible dancer, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a terrible dancer. Right, right.
And also, like, if y'all are, if y'all are interested in, you know what I'm saying, joining us for a pop-up, I do hope going into the new year, man, you know, my focus is Pion, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put my 2 weeks in. Tone done with the kids.
Which is dope, because two people in the group have done that. Yep. I mean, you and Red. Yep. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's some powerful shit.
Man, it's scary. It's definitely scary, bro. Like, you know, putting it in. I knew it was time to do so. But I was also just like, man, like, is this the move? Is this the move to make right now?
Is a motherfucker.
You know, I got 403B. I got, you know what I'm saying, I got benefits, health, dental, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of those things that a lot of people work to get, you know what I mean? And I finally got this space in my life where I'm like, you know what, I got this. I could just sit back, take all this bullshit that I'm dealing with at work and, you know what I'm saying, just work for them, work on their brand and on their vision. I was like, but nah, man, I feel like everything that I'm doing, everything that we're doing together is so powerful and it's bigger than myself. So it's like, man, I have to give this my energy. I have to give this all my energy. So, you know what I'm saying? So going into the new year, that's what I'm going to do, man. So, yeah, I'm taking a leap of faith. And I'm counting on y'all to help me pay my bills.
Believe in yourself.
yeah, man. But, yeah, so we do hope to continue to, you know, collab with people as these pop-ups continue to happen. We hope to, you know, put other people on notice. We hope to give other people a spotlight where they could talk about what they doing or promote their brand or promote their business. So, we look forward to doing that going into the new year, man.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
2022,
what it do? You know what I mean? Like,
that sound like a good year.
Yeah, it sounds good. But, like, what else has stood out for y'all this year? You know what I'm saying? In 2021, what's something, like, that has stood out to you? I know most recently for me, it would be the Steph Curry, just the greatest shooter of all time, man. Shooter of all time, bro. Yeah, like, so y'all,
just imagine if he plays to like 38 or something like that. Cause what, he 31 or is he 33 or something?
I'm not even
sure. I'm just saying. But just think about that. Yeah. How many more threes he could have to add on to that damn record?
Facts.
That is mind blowing.
Nobody's gonna beat him,
bro. Maybe Clay? No, he missed too much time now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, unless if Clay stay healthier longer than him, stay in the league, maybe Clay. But
they think he's the same age group.
Or what about KD? No, it's too late.
I don't know. It's probably too late. Yeah. He's just a scorer. I mean, dedicated scorer.
Yeah, but that was something that stood out for me this last year. What about you? This year, not even
what stood out for me for 2021 was, I guess, a movement. Like, everybody was working on themselves, working on businesses, ideas, working on movements and investments. Like, it was a lot of women, like, doing things. It was just like a lot of women are working on businesses, or women are working on, you know, their goals and things like that. So, I don't know, just movement. A lot of different movements. And these are movements from men. These are movements from women. Movements from children around Milwaukee.
I'm sorry. I had to just add that. I
don't know.
Some shit. Technical difficulties for a second. We got the real thing. Fuck the fake shit. This is real shit. No.
We're
not about to play this
best.
Off. Sorry.
I'm trying my best.
That's why I kind of whispered. Forget the fake. The real is stuff. You know what I'm saying?
PG-13. Right, right. Sorry. But yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry. So what I remember from 2021 is just like the energy from people and just movement. Everybody was just like, I'm going to move to a different step. I'm going to not stay here. So you can either stay stuck or like just be innovative. So a lot of people that I'm learning and I'm working around and engaging with is just moving mountains. They're doing big things. Yep. Like, they're not stopping, taking risks. A lot of women are taking risks. A lot of men are taking risks. I mean, you're talking about grants. Who people talking about grants all year. Right. People talking about grants and loans and SBAs and everybody talking about how to get up and how to change. Like, right. So right now it's just an eye opening. It's the pandemic, but it's the plandemic.
Plandemic. Okay, go crazy.
I like that. I do like that too. I never heard the plandemic. Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Yeah. I heard the bandemic, obviously, and all that other stuff, but. Plandemic, I like that.
Yeah, Plandemic, cool. Yeah.
Get the shirts,
coin,
made.
Get,
make the shirts.
Check out pioneermedia.com for the Plandemic shirts.
Straight up.
they there by the time you just, yeah, they there.
They there for sure. You don't play.
Right.
With the magic of camera.
Right, right. but what about you, if anything, bro?
For 2021, I think everybody is getting eyelash extensions. Like, even the guy. No! Everybody eyelashes.
Everybody eyelashes.
No, but I was thinking about this, and now at first I couldn't think of nothing that's, like, just really stood out, but I think violence. Like, as far as people getting shot, I know this is a little negative, kind of, but I've noticed that, like, I feel like, or is it just, see, I don't know if it's new to this, to right now, or if it's just social media, you can see so much of it now.
Right.
As like people being shot, like I feel like every day you hear so many stories of mass shootings, and I feel like I don't feel like I remember that back in the day as much.
I feel that.
Or is it because of social media?
I would say social media play a big part in that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, then there's so many different platforms, and now everybody's doing podcasting, so like any kind of clip could be, you know what I'm saying, going viral. Like, so I definitely think social media is a big part of that. And I don't know, Milwaukee.
That's been happening a lot this year, though. I mean, a lot. Like, definitely at work. Yeah. But I don't know if it's because of the social media thing, because now we can share things so quickly compared to, like, you would have to read the newspaper back in the day, probably, or see the news, I guess.
That's definitely true.
But, or I don't know. Maybe people are losing their mind, too, with what's going on in society right now.
And that could be a part.
I mean, deep, dark holes. Like, people are working on getting out the deep, dark holes in different ways. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. And it's interesting you say that, because lately I've been teaching about, like, homicide on mothersagainstdrugdriving.com. We talked about homicide in my youth workshops, and we talked about, like, how the homicides were increasing, what reasons were people being murdered, and then the average age. So the average age was 20 years old.
Yeah.
Of being murdered.
That's crazy.
So that's interesting. That's what I'm working on right now, is the homicide statistics.
So have it went up? I mean, I've heard it's a statistic. Like, I think it was 18% as far as homicides. In Milwaukee, I could have sworn, I don't know if it's Milwaukee or Wisconsin, one of the two, I was listening to it. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
I think a lot went up this year, the pandemic. It went up. Yeah. They said it went up.
And not to be on some negative shit. I'm like, man, I always, every time you open a new browser at work, I see another killing. So, I don't know.
Even if it's not just like, you know, people within our community, celebrities. Just think about all the celebrities that we lost this year. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Rest in peace to everybody. It really amazes me that, you know what I'm saying, we've been losing so many people this year, and some has been COVID related, or, you know, just,
or cancer. They battling it, and we didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's like.
Rest in peace to everybody, you know what I'm saying. Definitely prayers go out to all the families and loved ones lost. But on the lighter side of things, Kanye and Drake got back together, to perform for Larry Hoover.
That was pretty interesting.
That was
to look up Hoover, like, what? Yeah. Learn stuff.
And see, that's the thing with that concert, that, you know, a lot of people don't really address or haven't addressed too much, is the fact that, like, Larry Hoover didn't do a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in prison for
starting the game. Them floating, doing things.
You know what I'm saying? Putting hits on people. Allegedly.
He's the reason for these homicides. Yeah, we feed this to the children, like Tone would always say.
Yeah, but we got Kanye and Drake together. So they did that for the culture.
That's not a good culture for us to be a part of.
But
music together is the shit.
Honestly, though, like, that was dope to me, because I'm a fan of both. And I think, you know, just seeing them battle for years and years, and just petty arguments and petty, you know what I'm saying, stuff that they've been doing, like, it's dope for me to see them get on one stage together and like really amplify it, turn it up. Like that was so dope. That was dope. That was definitely dope.
That was really nice. And Rihanna's doing her thing with the Fenty. She's dropping the Fenty care, the makeup. I don't know if any of you guys seen the Fenty fashion shows, but she had a 2 fashion shows. And she targets basically to everybody. People with people, white people, black people, Asians. She has different models with one arm, no legs. Like, she's reaching out to people with freckles, everybody.
Is it expensive? You ever watch those fashion shows? You
it's affordable.
Bro, they lit, like, the way she incorporate, like, hip-hop, everybody, like, bro, like, and the way that the show is, like, it's a concert for sure. Because they have artists come out and actually perform, people, models walking around, and the artists are even models themselves. Yeah. So, like, yeah, bro, you got to check that out.
She got her man singing, ASAP.
Yeah, ASAP was in one, yeah.
Rihanna doing her thing.
What you mean, ASAP? Oh, okay.
It's Rihanna, but whoever she dating fucking.
Right, right.
She was dating Drake. I wouldn't listen to no Drake albums. I ain't even going to lie to you.
Then Young Dolph got a street named after him.
He did. He did. Yeah. Rest
things,
in peace, Young Dolph.
Yeah. Interesting too.
Rest in peace, Young Dolph, man.
Rappers,
but
is,
yeah,
I don't know if it's industry you really want to be in nowadays. It seems
the
rap, like,
yeah, and that's what I meant by the celebrities that's been losing their lives lately. Yeah.
I just hope next year, bro, this shit changes. Like, hope we become more positive. But like, you don't know what people are going through, so maybe it is what's going on in the world,
right?
So it's hard to say. Right. I just hope next year.
I think people
for
are more aware of, you know what I'm saying, mental health, though. Mm-hmm. I would say mental health has been trending this year, you know what I'm saying, in the sense that people really try to check their mental health. They want to make sure they're good.
Mental health referrals went up like 50% since the pandemic. Like I told you, I got a therapist.
Yeah. Like, how do you feel about therapy?
I think I should do it. I really do. I think I'm just lazy about it. I don't have nothing against it. I don't think that I don't need it. I think I need it, but I just think, I know I need it for a fact.
Right. Well, it's virtual.
Right.
Oh, well, that's
right on the kitchen table.
Yep.
That might be convenient then. Maybe I should check that out. I think we all should, though. Yep. Honestly.
And honestly, I know we talked about deaths a little bit ago, and I ain't even mentioned the passing of my uncle, man. Rest in peace, Uncle John, man, just recently passed away. Yeah, man, death is crazy, man. And, you know, I do wish I did get the opportunity to, you know, hang out with you more, to, you know, work with you more. He does a little bit of everything that I've been doing, you know, as far as videography, like graphic design. So he put me on about a few things, man. And he live out in Vegas, man. So, you know, prayers do go out to the kids. Yeah, man, just your legacy is here. It's here. You know what I mean? And we're going to continue to build, man. And you have definitely influenced me. It empowered me and made me believe that I'm able to do all the things that I'm doing as well. So I appreciate you. Rest in peace for sure. Sorry, I had to jump back into that, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's important.
But yeah, going into the new year though, y'all.
Hold on, we ain't talking about the Bucks. I mean, that's
you're right. Since we are in Wisconsin, since we are in Milwaukee.
We the champs, you feel me, baby? I was gonna wear the hat today too. We the champs,
man.
They the champs for now.
And man, we never thought that could happen.
For real,
in
we
our
got
lifetime.
To touch the trophy. The trophy came to our office with people who carries the trophy around.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That was dope. We put Milwaukee on the map with that game.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie to you, although I'm not a Bucks fan, huge shout out to them, man.
I gotta let y'all know.
Although I'm not a Bucks fan,
he don't know what fan he is. No. Last year was Brooklyn. Now it's Chicago.
You gotta cut it out.
Chicago is slipping now. Yeah. So now it's gonna be back to Brooklyn. Kyrie Irving.
We got
back.
Like 8 people with COVID. You gotta cut it out.
Yeah. So a lot of people left the Bucks Arena with COVID. Them things when they were coming outside and celebrating, it was an increase in COVID.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, man. But yeah. So, going into the new year, y'all, I know we want to go ahead and tell people our goals for the new year, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we got you on wax. If you say your goal, then I'm going to replay this clip, okay?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, but no, what kind of goals do y'all have for yourselves going into the new year?
My goals is to lose this tummy, man. Work on losing my tummy and keeping my wellness and, you know, checking things of that nature. And then just business endeavors, working on contracting and, you know, sprouting with some business ideas and working on some things with the teens, with other people. And then one big thing that I want to do is work on moving into a house.
Okay, go crazy. One person I should introduce you to, y'all know I interviewed her, right? All around, Shannon. Shannon all around. You know what I'm saying? So, yes. Hey, Shannon. Shannon King. Meet Shannon all around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You just been put on notice. Go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah. Shameless. Get her up to exercise. Yes.
Right. What about you? What about you, Z? What kind of goals you got set for yourself?
The big one is, I don't know, like reading books. I'm trying to read like two books a month.
You said 20 for the year?
Yeah, over 20. I'm trying to get to over 20 books a year.
Okay.
Working out 3 times a week. And I mean like lifting. Like I always go to the gym, but like lifting.
What book would you recommend to the viewers or myself?
I got to know the last part of it. I think hold on, give me 2 seconds.
Yep, I got you. Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to know this by heart. Nah, but some of them I don't know the whole.
When
3 Feet from Gold is a fucking phenomenal book.
Three Feet from Gold?
Yes. Okay. It shows examples of like you giving up basically too early. Uh-huh. Like you be right there, and you just give up because it's too hard at that moment instead of continue to push through. You push through, you can be right on the other side of success.
I need to read that.
Check that out.
I need to read that.
There's so many examples in that book. 3 Feet from Gold.
Yeah, we all 3 Feet from Gold.
So yeah, reading more books, trying to, you know, build my knowledge. Trying to get 5 DJ gigs by next year. Yeah, and then just try to be more reliable with the podcast. Try to do at least 3 episodes. That was disgusting. At least 3.
You heard it?
Yeah, it was a little. Your whole body, like. Excuse me. Your whole body is just. Anyway.
Excuse me.
The real shit is the real shit. It's the fake ones that we want to get out. But, you know, with the podcast, just trying to get like 3 episodes out a month, which is, it's tough when it's 12 months in a year, you know? Mm-hmm. That's tough. That's a lot of episodes. People, what is that, 36 episodes? You're like, 36, that's it? That's a lot, man.
That's a lot. That's definitely a lot.
Just stay consistent.
But we going to get more than 3, just so you know.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie.
I'm saying, that's the minimum, though.
Yeah, man. We going crazy.
We going crazy. What to eat? Okay, you know what I'm saying? We trying to eat at your restaurant. Yeah. Y'all ain't gonna invite us. No, man, forget this shit.
They can't even see you on camera.
Y'all ain't gonna invite us, but they understand what I stood up. Okay. No, I'm mad. They understand. Right. That, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, those some dope goals, bro. I'm right there with you as far as the pod. I want to be more consistent with that. With me now having a little bit more time and availability, I will be more consistent with that. So that's one of my goals as far as, you know, producing more shows. I also want to, you know, I want to get more female podcasts started with Pioneer Media. Yeah. I think that's a goal of mine. So I know we got the lovely Miss Shannon King as well as Shani. But, you know, I definitely want to get more females involved. And, you know, I think their perspective is needed as well. And, you know what I'm saying, definitely for men. You know, I think we get in an age where we need to hear our women. We need to hear what's going on with them here, you know what I'm saying, what their troubles are. So I want to get more females. Other than that, I do plan to propose. I plan to pop the question.
And take her last name, right?
And take her last name, yeah.
She might say yes.
Yeah.
He's trying to take her.
Tone Pusa.
Sounds a little freaky. Roll the footage.
Sounds a little freaky. Yeah, man. You know, so I do hope to do that this year. And then maybe get a house, you know. But, you know, brother ain't got no job really right now. So I plan on doing those things, man. And I do want to host, I want to do a pop-up every month, and if not every month, every other month. I think that's big because it's going to allow us to, you know what I'm saying, grow and connect with other people. Like I said, within the community, outside the community, I plan on traveling out of state. So if you have a brand that you really want to collab with Pion, let me know, man. DM me or, you know what I'm saying, reach out to us at pionmedia.com. Let me know, man. I definitely want to get you guys, you know, at a pop-up with me and we could work on doing a collab design. Like me and my boy Arlandis here with the how you like them apples. It has nothing to do with apples, by the way. I just want y'all to know that.
It's a banana.
Nothing
to
do with it. Nothing to do with apples.
It has a lot to do
with like, it. It's like wearing pink on your ass, but.
What the hell? Can you elaborate? What the fuck
we'll
does that
talk
mean?
Talk about that on the next show. Wearing pink on your ass.
You know pink, the Victoria's Secret brand?
Pink.
Oh, no,
but it's not
the
like
color
pink.
Like Cameron.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Cameron pink.
I'm like, bro, what the hell does it got to do with a banana, bro?
Like, you know, like, that's you I don't know why that was the only
example.
You know what I had. You know what I was saying, though. Like,
you wear pink on your apparel.
That's what it basically got from that, bro.
You got the pink ones.
Anyway,
you have a,
anyway 2022 going to be lit.
He has a pink
Bal-nose.
Fetish.
Okay,
pink clothing fetish over here.
Bal-nose.
Hey, it's going to be lit, man. And also, man, you know who I forgot to mention at the Tone beginning Pusa. Of the show? Tone Pusa.
In a pink
sounds a little freaky.
All right, you got to say Antonio Pusa.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know you wanted to. This
Antonio Pusa.
Antonio Pusa.
Antonio. Sounds worse.
Man, that's a little
That's a little freaky.
Yeah. Antonio Stewart Pusa. Got hyphenate hers on the back of mine. Because my woman always got my back. But now I was going to say, I forgot to mention my boy Big Wed, man. Huge shout out to him. I know he's doing his business adventures out in Dallas. He going crazy out in Dallas, man. So huge shout out to him, man. Good luck with everything that you're doing. I know he going to come right back, y'all. He going to still be a part of Pion Media. And he going to put y'all on about sports still. He going to bring that sports talk along with the boy Zebra here.
Oh, that'll be what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it.
Hey.
All right, we taking a 20-second break for
that's
just
not
dancing.
Sports.
If you don't start voguing, look at that. What the hell? He's going to leave us hanging.
Hey, what y'all did miss too, man? Me and the boy Zebra, we got a dance competition coming up. Don't worry.
Yes, sir.
He got.
I gotta get through two people first.
He gotta beat the tower before he come to the top. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Dick, I'm coming for you. Just let you know that right now. I feel good. Look at me. Do I look like I'm nervous? Hey, look at my underwear. Look at my body. Am I sweating?
Hey, wait to see this.
Do I look nervous?
But there y'all have it, man. The post right here on Pion Media. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Happy Hanukkah.
Holidays.
Look, Chaim.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Get her up out of here. Get her up. It's over.